Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twins and Royals, game two of the 23 campaign. Looks like the weather is going to be good in Kansas City. They didn't have any snow overnight. They'll have sunshine. It'll be a breezy day with highs in the upper 50s in Kansas City. And then how about tomorrow? 70s. I know a lot of Twins fans that are in Kansas City. It's a very popular road trip for Twins fans. And then, of course, the Twins return home for the opener on Thursday at Target Field. And to talk about what's going on at Target Field and maybe a sneak peek at what's going on opening day, Matt Hodson, Director of Business Communications. And Matt, here we are, season underway, game two coming up.
Game two coming up. Hopefully we'll have a repeat of what we saw on opening day. Some good pitching, great defense, and timely hitting.
Yeah, and that is an outstanding formula. I'll take that all year long, and I would be optimistic the Twins would make the postseason if that formula holds. When fans show up at Target Field, whether it's opening day or one of the other games on the schedule, one of 81 scheduled for Target Field this summer, they're going to see some new things. I alluded to it at the opening today that there was a lot of work done behind the scenes to set the stage for the new video boards. There was a lot done in the control rooms, but most fans don't get to see it. But they are definitely going to notice the new video boards at Target Field.
Yes, they certainly will. They are majestic, to say the least. Getting the chance this last Tuesday, myself for the first time, to see them fully on and operational, you can't underestimate how much it's going to add to the fan experience to have this 10,000-plus square foot giant video board, 76% bigger than it was before, now the sixth largest in Major League Baseball. And the clarity on this thing, it's HDR capable. It's beautiful. And you put that, the 22 new LED screens we have around the ballpark with the auxiliary board and right, all the ribbon screens, the awesome new Minnie and Paul celebration sign and the revolving baseball, which up atop the right field tower really is a beacon to the city. You put all those amazing tools in the hands of our terrific game entertainment team, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and on an upcoming show, we absolutely need to talk to a person or two associated with that game entertainment team, because getting ready for a new season and taking advantage of all this technology, there's a ton of work. I would assume they've been working on this for months behind the scenes.
They really have. I mean, work has started really since last season ended, if not even a little bit before then, figuring out, okay, all the stuff, the celebrity look-alike, some of the between-inning stuff that the fans loved last year. How is that now going to project even larger, fitting those things into a bigger model, getting all the player intros and the pregame intro and hype video ready to roll? It's been a lot of work, and then I know they felt like Christmas morning unwrapping toys when they were finally given the keys to these things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really going to be a spectacular scene, one of the features. And this is something, when I've talked to Dave St. Peter, Twins president, one of the commitments has been constant improvement to Target Field. When it opened, it was a gem, but there are constantly new amenities, improvements made to the ballpark, and that's happened every offseason since day one.
Yeah, that's really a credit to the Pollard family. They have pushed us since day one to make sure that the ballpark every year evolves in some way to keep it fresh, to meet the fans where they are, how they want to engage with the game and with the team and with the ballpark. And that's been our challenge every year, and we continue to find new, exciting ways to do it. And the scoreboard is probably the biggest to date. But, man, I just can't stress it enough. You don't quite realize just how dazzling and majestic it is till you really get to see it. From the colors to the size and everything, it's phenomenal. You know what? I'm already excited to see what we'll do 2023 into 2024 to continue to make this ballpark even better. It's a testament that this is the 14th year, and it feels brand new still.
Matt Hudson joining us, Director of Business Communications with the Twins and a regular guest here on the Twins Magazine Show, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mark Fry from our newsroom and Vanita Sarkar, our host of the morning news, were at the ballpark. It was fun to follow them on social media. They had great photos from the event when the media was shown the improvements to Target Field. And one of the things that struck me were the comments from the contractor and the folks at Daktronics that put in that gigantic video board, and how efficient they were and how safely they did that project, because that is a high wire act up there, and it sounds like everything went smoothly on that side, and that's super important as well.
It sure is. You know, Daktronics, the folks that built the main boards, including a lot in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, which meant a lot to us to have these new displays made in state. Then Mortenson Construction put it all together, and yeah, and working at the ballpark all winter, it was fascinating to see how this went. It went incredibly quickly, but efficiently and safely, and the proof is in the pudding, and I can't wait for fans to come through the gates on opening day and really take this all in.
Now, opening day coming up, we did get this snow overnight. Everybody's in the same boat digging out. We didn't need it. But I would assume Larry DeVito will have the field ready and his great crew. And then, of course, there's still probably some snow removal to be done in the ballpark, but it should be good to go on Thursday.
We'll be ready to roll. I can guarantee you that. I know that Larry had no qualms with the snow coming. Of course, would have preferred not to have it, but he knows that grass will be sparkling green come Thursday at 3:10 p.m. And we'll get the seats cleared and the ballpark cleared. We'll be ready to go. And so, Thursday looks dry. Sun looks like it's going to be out. So you know what? It's going to be a fun day to play ball.
Yeah, and a lot of festivities associated with opening day. Give us a sneak peek on some of the highlights of opening day on Thursday.
Yeah, always one of the best days of the year. Hopefully we'll be coming home off a winning road trip, and then we'll get the excitement started with breakfast on the plaza at 6 a.m. You can come down 7th Street there by the team store. We'll give you some free food. The gates will open at 1 o'clock, and then a lot of fun pregame festivities. We'll have Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to throw out the first pitch, Minnesota music icon. That'll be great. They're coming back. It's the first time I believe they've thrown out the first pitch here at a Twins game at Target Field. So they're excited for that. We're excited to have them. Some of the cast from the local production of Hamilton will be singing the national anthem for us. We'll have the traditional flyover, the pomp and circumstance that goes on with introducing both teams along the lines. And then at 3:10, we'll be playing ball. And really, there's nothing better than first opening day on Thursday and then the home opener next Thursday. It's just a magical time to celebrate this great game and a team that we think is going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
All right, and final biggie, opening day. People want to skip out of work, maybe get out of school a little early and come down to Target Field. Do tickets remain?
Tickets do remain. Yeah, go ahead, go on twins.com or call us at 1-800-33-TWINS. Get your tickets. First 20,000 people in the gates will get a new TC hat to match. It'll be the first time also that we'll be wearing the new home whites at home. So, come on out and join us.
All right. Houston and Chicago, the White Sox in town next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. First six-game homestand of the season starting on Thursday at Target Field. Hey, Matt, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
Look forward to it, Steve. Take care and win, Twins.
All right, there he is, Matt Hudson, Director, Business Communications with the Twins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.